Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Low. Make it do what it do. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and very excited to have awesome guests with me tonight. And I'm so proud that we was able to connect. See, it's amazing how you connect with people. God has a reason for the season. And what we have to keep in mind, the purpose is already put into the plan. We just have to live what he has for us. This is truly an opportunity to bring a show back that we've been really on a vacation. We've been on a vacation since Christmas. This show right here is Talking Real to You. And it's an opportunity to just talk about just plain old life issues. We're going to talk about what happened in our neighborhood block by block. You can be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Again, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, actually your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith and our special guest. I'm going to introduce her in a minute. See, I don't want to do that and just call out her name. I just want to make sure I always try to give this awesome introduction. I work on that all the time, trying to make sure I do that. And you also can check us out on the web link. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And if you want to email the office of the studio, you can at LorenzoDSmith15@gmail.com. And you also have an opportunity to every now and then talk with our co-hosts. We have several co-hosts, and I have to call their names out. And like I said, they've been on a vacation, and they live from Atlanta to South Carolina to Boca Raton, Florida, South Central Alabama, and they're willing to give that time to be able to share, as well as Oakland, California. So you see, we're stretching all over the U.S., from East Coast to West Coast. Let me just call the names out because it's good to give them a shout-out, and they will join us as we move forward. We have Dr. Olivia E. Smith. She's in the great state of Georgia. She's a member of, and I like to call her the Divine Nine because they are a member of Divine Nine, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We also have Ms. Scarlett H. Black out of Greenville, South Carolina. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have Ms. Tina Robinson out of Oakland, California. She has a ministry called Owning My Own Truth, and she worked with individuals throughout the country. Matter of fact, from Oakland to Atlanta, her twin sisters in Atlanta. So what they do is they work from Atlanta to Oakland, from Oakland to Atlanta. So we give a shout out to Tina Robinson. I always say that this young lady is really her working hard in Oakland, and I have to spend a little more time because I call her the lady that put the boots on the ground. She's in Oakland. She's getting replaces. A lot of people won't go. She will go, and she'll go and provide those individuals in the homeless camps what they need in the schools, and she do it all. So we're glad to have her when she can join us. Her schedule is very busy. She's all over the country, but when she has a chance, she'll get with us, and she'll be like being a co-host. I'll still guess she enjoy that. Also, we have Ms. Lauren D. Smith. Everybody said, that's not for me. Yeah, that's my daughter. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, along with Miss Lisa F. Levine. And she's down in Boca Raton, Florida. She'll join us as well. She'll call in. She'll be on the Zoom call as well. So those are the co-hosts, and I thank each and every one of them for joining us. Now, we want you to continue to have a connection. If you want to tweet the show, you have this opportunity at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma with the underscore 10, and at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Then our live broadcast is done through several devices. I just mentioned how we were trying to be interactive. First of all, you can check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Instagram, we have two devices working tonight. We have President Dr. Dot Lorenza D. Smith, and we're part of the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. And they work with us, so their Instagram channel is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And then on Tumblr Live, we have at Dr. Low Smith Dash Blog. You also can check us out on LinkedIn, and you can go to Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. So we have these devices working, but tonight we're also using Zoom. So we have our special guest on Zoom. I'm excited to have her on Zoom because it gives us an opportunity to really, really talk about what she's doing. She's an educator, truly, truly an educator. And I'm going to say it at the beginning of my back that she's a Christian first. Then she's an educator, and then she's an author. So we're truly glad to have her here and being a part of it. And then I work with her and getting our young people ready to, or sometimes our older people ready to teach our young people so they can be successful. You can check out WBSW Radio, the internet station, in 40 countries. We have listeners and watchers in 40 countries. And we're really excited because we're on the North American continent, which is our base here in the United States and Canada. And then we, about a month ago, we was excited because we hadn't been able to break through in South America. But we did. God is good. We have listeners in Brazil. So we're really excited about having those listeners down there. But all over the world, we can run from UK down to Australia to Japan, from it's all over the world. So we're glad to have this opportunity to bring this format to you. And also the last thing I want to share, which is our giveaway. See, God has blessed us, and we're going to give back. We ask individuals to register for our WBSW Radio giveaway. And what we actually do is leave your name, email your name to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Then we ask you to put a means of transaction. And I'm going to explain why I'm asking you to do that. We are four means of transaction. That's Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. Send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Let me tell you why we ask you to do the Cash App. But in our giveaway, we've given away in the last 19, 20 months 15 hotel stays, varying from Hawaii, Cancun, to Atlanta, Orlando, Nashville, New Orleans, the Grand Canyon National Park Reserve. What we do, we pay for the hotel stay. You're not paying there. All you do is make sure you activate if your name is selected in giveaway. So, like I said, we've given away 15 trips so far. And it varies from 5 nights, 6 days, to 3 nights, and 4 days. We take care of that. You get your way there. Once you activate, you have 18 months to take advantage of it. Our sponsors are so excited to be a part of that, and we'd like to give them a shout-out. We have several sponsors. We have TriStat LLC. It's a consulting firm out of Selma and Montgomery. We also have in South Central Alabama, that's Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace, along with L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC. Then we have those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. You know, they can't pass a minute of that. They won't be a part of this because they want to make sure they're definitely, you know, they're giving back to the community. And we also have, we have Campanay Publishing, LLC, out of Georgia. It's based over in Eastern Georgia. I think it's Hampton, Georgia. That's where it's based, and that's Mr. Trey Johnson. He's an author, and he also has a publishing company. He's also one of the sponsors of what we're doing. So we're ecstatic now. Going back to the trip, we'll see, our anniversary is coming up on the 27th of September, and we're going to be giving away 3 or 4 trips, meaning we're going to pay for the hotel. Now, we're not going to pay for you getting there. We'll pay for the hotel. And it's very, you know, luxury hotel varies. It's going to be 5 nights, 6 days. And we want to make sure you register. One of them is going to be to Paris, France. And the second one is going to be to Dubai. Those two are going to come in. Then we're going to come back and offer another one to Bali, as well as Cancun. And we're going to give another one to Hawaii. These are the trips we're going to give for the rest of the year. We're going to be giving away these hotel stays. And then on top of that, we give away gift cards, cash vouchers, food vouchers. And we also have the pleasure of going to several of them, giving away free gas to our individuals. And we're going to add one more thing to that, because God is blessing us to do that. We're going to go and we're going to connect with several resources to make sure we can buy groceries for the people in need. So we're going to give back. It's all about doing what we have to do to make sure we give back to ourselves as children of God and our children, that God has blessed us all to be the children of God. So it's truly, truly an opportunity. I want to go through that tonight. I know it took a lot of time doing that, but you know why I wanted to do that? Because it's important that we do it. As a matter of fact, I see one of the co-hosts already joined, so I'm going to make her live in a minute. But let's get to the reason we're here. This is Talking Real to You, Prime Time. And it's focused on just plain old life issues. And as we bring in our guests to talk about their work they're doing, citing the work they're doing, we always leave the door open for them to share with you what they have coming up. But we do interviews, and tonight we have an awesome, awesome young lady that I feel that we're going to really enjoy this interview, because I'm going to let her talk. I'm not going to hold, because see, I'm talking now, but I'm going to get quiet in a little bit, and then she's going to be able to go and take advantage of what she needs to do to talk about what she's doing and making an impact in our world, in our community. Before I do that, let me introduce our co-host, one of our co-hosts who's joining us through the radio station. This young lady hails, as I mentioned earlier, from Greenville, South Carolina. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She has served many offices from national, local, in that organization. None other than my sister, Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I am feeling good to be back in the game in regards to Talking Real to You Prime Time. So excited about that. It's good to have. I know you've been busy, have some time relaxing, and I truly want you all to do that before we get back to doing this in this fall. I know it's football season, and I know how you like football. I tell you, Sherry, this young lady, and she know I call her young. She's like me, former educator. We don't retire. We reform. And see, we met on a station we have calling Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, talking about sports, historical black colleges and universities. And she's an alumnus of North Carolina Central University up in North Carolina. So she came on. There you go, Eagles. We were sitting there talking. We was talking about everybody in the South and talking about maybe Alabama too much. And then she said, oh, don't forget about Clemson. And at the time, Clemson was rolling. Clemson University was rolling and won 2 or 3 national titles. No, at least 2. And she said, remind, that's where we come. I'm in South Carolina. I was over in North Carolina. I went to school and a lot of family members there. So thank you so much, Scarlett. We have our special guest, Scarlett, and we want her to kind of share some things with us, but I'm about to introduce her. And, you know, we're all about the Divine Nine. You know, we make sure we have everybody on here that wants to come on here. That's regardless of Divine Nine or you're the Masonic, Eastern Star, whatever organization, we want you to come on. But this young lady is a God-fearing young lady. She's devoted. She's a hard worker, I'm going to say that, because I know she's working with five or six teachers in Dallas County in Selma area to get them ready to present and be ready to submit their EdTPA portfolio for teaching. She's impactful in education. And an opportunity to share is also a businesswoman. And she's all about a writer, a speaker, an advocate for education and educators. She's working toward a doctorate degree in educational leadership policy and law at Alabama State University. She also went through the alternative master program to receive her certification in biology. She also have a Bachelor of Science degree in biology from Stillman College, associate degree in art, science from Wiley Community College. She had worked as a life science teacher at R.V. Hudson Middle School in Selma, Alabama. She also is very instrumental in working with the STEM program, as well as she had worked at Tipton Middle School in Selma, Greensboro High School in Greensboro, Alabama. She's all about implementing instructional practice, utilizing technology, and research opportunities, and always maintain an open communication with students, parents, and the district. There's several other things that I'm going to let her come if she want to ask me. But one thing I want to say, and we're going to give her a shout-out of being a part of the Divine Nine. We want to make sure we recognize all the Divine Nine. We know we're going to make sure we do that, Scott. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Without further ado, she can bring on any other information as a special guest tonight, besides being the author, and I'm going to have to say that, My Struggle, none other than Sherry Jackson. How you doing, Sherry?
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here. I appreciate the warm introduction. It was nice. Well, you said a lot of great things about me.
Hey, you know, you send it to me, so I had to make sure now. Thank you so much for joining us, Sherry. It's good to have you on here. I have a few base questions I always bring into play, but I'd like for you to just take time to talk about it. Just particular start as an educator, can you just share some brief things with us?
Being an educator, I know for a fact that it is definitely my calling. It's the one thing that I know for sure that God placed me on earth to do, to inspire children. And being an educator goes hand in hand with me being an author. One of the reasons why I enjoyed education so much and was passionate about it was because it was one of the things that I struggled with growing up as a kid. I was placed in special ed at a very early age, or a very important phase in my life due to discipline and behavior and things of that nature. And so I kind of slipped through the cracks a lot in my life. And I wrote this book as an author because there was one place in my life where I felt very incompetent. At one place in my life, I had a situation that happened, and I was told that my cousin could read better than me, better than I could read, and I think I was like 7 or 8, and I kind of stopped wanting to read. And I grew up with this thing of feeling like I couldn't read. I was incompetent. Just a lot of things on the education surface I was incapable of doing, and it rolled over into other areas of my life. And it silenced me in so many ways, just kind of put me in this box from a very early age. And so I'm in the business of breaking those things when they happen to children. So I take what I do as an educator very seriously. And an author is just, being an author is just a way of being able to express what I'm feeling or what I'm doing or things that I'm going through. In the church, we call it telling a testimony. And, you know, sharing a story and allowing people to know that there's hope. A lot of times we are, you know, we are told that there's hope, and we are given a lot of directions, you know, but no one's really telling the real authentic story of, you know, how we're getting there and the things that we're having to overcome to get there. And so I have, over the last couple of years, 10 years maybe, been working towards those goals, in general, education, being an author, being a better person, and being an advocate for women, young women.
Awesome. And we really, really appreciate that, because we have to pull together as a community, as a culture, and start reaching back and pulling individuals up where we are, to the point where we're able to grow like we need to grow as a culture. And I thank you so much for Ms. Jackson for doing some of the things you're doing. What were some steps that you may have taken toward our title? See, our title, I was in such a rush not to mention it, but I need to make sure I mention building toward, I want you to hear this, achieving our dreams. And that's what we're talking about. She shared about some things she encountered and said, well, I dream that I can accomplish these goals. And whatever I set forth, I'm going to make sure I make a notch, put a notch here, a notch there, a check here, X here, and then I continue to move forward. So in your effort to move toward building and more or less achieving your dreams, just share with us, you know, even in your writing, even in education, what are some of the things you dream that you want to do and you feel like you're taking steps toward it right now?
Okay. Well, far as dreaming, I can't say that I dream a lot. I am given visions, I feel like that. I don't do anything, make any plans, set any goals for my life without first consulting with God. I have been in so many different places in my life that now as an adult, breaking some of those things, beginning with me first, always consulting with God as to where I'm going. And because I'm so rooted and grounded in having my mind on what it is that he wants me to do, the vision kind of comes to me. So if we're asking, you know, how are you progressing in life and how are you being successful? Well, it's simple. I wait on God to reveal the vision. And I know it sounds crazy, but that's literally how I've been living my life since writing my first book. My success story with me literally writing it down. I started in 2017, the day before my sister passed, and I think it was in June. I started writing what we call a faith board, and I would put these things in my closet. I would write down and say, okay, God, this is what I want to do. And, you know, it's funny, and you know, we're Christian people, so, you know, we pass these things on, you know. Well, if you do these three things, a friend from church said, you know, I got a faith board. I write three things down, one for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Spirit. And she says, you know, I place it on the wall, and I pray, and I just see God for me. I wait for God to do what he's going to do. And so I did it.
Awesome.
And then, say it again.
I said awesome.
And so I did it. And those things that I started in 2017 became my book. So it was like I was praying to God, asking him for these things. And then in the midst of asking him to be successful and reaching, you know, reach these goals, I had so many different obstacles that I was, you know, battling against trying to become successful. But my question is, you know, my question or my take on it now is, you know, what is your version of what is successful? You know, we're having a conversation about what am I doing to become successful? It depends. What do you view as successful? You know, is it your job? Is it accolades? Is it what you're doing? Is it your career? Because, you know, realistically, success is typically what you envision in your heart as successful.
Exactly. And Terry, you catch your breath now. That's what I was hearing about. Let me talk a little bit. You can catch your breath right now. See, that's the thing about it. When we're talking about vision, talking about dreams, and how we classify success, I always tell you that comes with even having, you have to have a purpose for anything you do. And a lot of times we don't have a purpose set in place to really understand what success is coming out of whatever we're doing. Or even have a dream. When we talk about vision, we got to understand that God is the only one that's pretty much in control of that. You know, it's the difference between dreams and the vision. A lot of times people don't understand that. But before we move forward, I want to give a shout out. I'm going to give the co-host, member of Zeta Phi Beta Incorporated. We have Tina 9654 joining us, along with Sonia Nix joining us. And we have Tasima Jackson joining us. And then on Thomas, we have, you got to understand, they have handles on here. They don't pretty much have their names, so I do my best to try to visualize. We have Smoker 123. We have Baka number 3. And then we have Changa. And we have the last one, Sai Shakur. So thank you, those individuals joining us on the various networks and the social media sites. So thanks so much, each and every one of you. Before we move forward, Sarah Black, do you have anything you want to jump in right now and share?
No, I just want to, congratulate her. And from, you know, I'm an author too. So from one author to another, and I'm new also, you do have to step out there on faith. And so I like, you know, your faith walk that you talked about, because we've been there. And I certainly can identify exactly what you just said.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. And I can say that as a co-host, Sarah Black was a co-host, but she also was a guest talking about her book. And it was so excited to get her to talk about writing pretty much in her educational life. She's, like I said, a former educator, not a retired educator, but she's a former educator who still worked with young people and work with individual adults as well to make sure. So, Sarah Black, thank you so much for sharing that. And I know Ms. Jackson, really appreciate that. As we move forward, Sherry, we want to kind of look at, you kind of started in the beginning talking about it, some advantage to being an author, and advantage goes along as well as an educator. We're going to get to the education part, but what are some advantages, you know, What doors that you know it allows you to be an author, it opened up inside of you because it went to your heart. So I mean, that was truly a blessing to be able to see that and say that. Okay, what exactly are some advantages of being an author and an educator?
Some of the advantages of being an author and an educator. Being an educator in general is just a blessing. I think that God specializes in who he chooses to become educators because they deal with his children in a very impactful way. But as an educator and an author, the thing about being an author is being able to spread the message, being able to being able to maximize what God is giving you. It's about being able to spread the gospel and be able to paint a picture and allowing yourself to be used by God so that God may gain glory. That's the main advantage of being an author. And a lot of doors have opened for me becoming an author. Coincide hand in hand as an educator, I get to sit at a lot of tables that people make a lot of impactful decisions. So I consider those advantages and blessings as well. Just to be able to sit at the table, it gives me a seat at a lot of powerful tables, if that makes sense. Does that answer the question?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much for sharing that. And as we move forth, we're going to continue to have this interview. But, you know, I have to pay a few bills, too, in the end of this segment. I have to pay bills now. So I have to more or less those supporters and those sponsors, I have to make sure I play their ads and play their what they pay for. So as I stroll through here, I'm about to pay, get some money. I mean, somebody's going to cash drop us some money in a minute, because we have an opportunity to support them in what they're doing, and they're supporting us in what we're doing. So truly, it's a blessing. God is just so good. He has brought us a long way. And I'm strolling, and I'm trying to talk with you as well. I want you to kind of think about, in our next segment, we're going to focus on my struggle to the call. That's going to be our last segment that we're going to talk about, and I just want you to take a minute to kind of think about it, and if you have something to say. I want to give a shout-out to Tri-Stat LLC. I mentioned them earlier, but it's important that I give them a shout-out because they're one of our biggest supporters in regard to these hotel stays and also the gift cards. They're always there making sure we have it, and that's Tri-Stat LLC. It's a consulting firm that meets your need. They're the one you call when you've been awarded a grant and you need some help doing the administration part on it, getting your paperwork and your budgets together to present to those grantors who's there. If you're interested in using that service, give Mr. William Scott a call. That's William Scott. And the number to give him a shout-out is 334-320-5438. William Scott, again, 334-320. I'd give him a call, 5438. And he can help you with your needs because he's one of the – he's a real good friend of mine because I met him when I was working in Lowndes County as an educator. He was the mayor of one of the towns down there, and he moved forth to start his own business in Selma and in Montgomery. He had offices in both of the places. So we want to truly, truly give him a shout out and let him know we appreciate what he's doing. And I'm so glad that he took time to say, I'm going to invest in what you're doing. He always said, Doc, I'm going to invest in what you're trying to do. And I really appreciate it. And then when I make sure I give time to his consultant for working as well. So I do appreciate that because sometimes people won't help you. They'd rather put you down and won't look at you. But I want to give a shout out to our next sponsor, which is L&T Starwood Lawn Service. And we want to play their promo. That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starwood Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do. Give L&T Starwood Lawn Service a call, and hear what they say, hard work. They're going to come to move things for you. They'll cut some grass. They'll manicure your grass and cut some trees down. They'll do it all. And the number of contact Mr. Anthony Starworth, as is mentioned, that's 334-300-7401. So give them a call because they're coming to clean up whether you need to. Just like in this, when they do the thing about the restaurant, they say, clean up, and they come to clean up. That's what it's all about. So thank you so much, L&T Lawn Service, Starworth Lawn Service, LLC. Thank you so much for supporting what we're trying to do. Okay, Cheryl, let's take an opportunity now. Let's talk about this book here, My Struggle to the Call. And I'm going to put it in your hands, and you can just run with it as fast as you want to, and we're going to talk.
But I don't want to run with it. Well, the book is the book that started it all. I had been told years earlier. I can remember vaguely being given the assignment. I remember God speaking to me, telling me I was going to write a book, and I remember replying saying, well, how am I going to write a book? I remember I can't even read. I remember at this time in my life, I was feeling so incompetent because of so many different things. And I was on a trip with my sorority sisters. We were having our anniversary trip, and we were in a car, and we were going around in a circle, and everybody was telling, you know, they were telling a story about their successes and all the wonderful things that they were doing. And at the moment, I didn't feel like anything I was purposeful or of performance, I'll say it like that. And I didn't feel like the things I was doing in life were meeting the expectations of the world at that point. You know, they were talking about things like they had gotten married, having kids, and I hadn't done any of those things, you know. I had gotten my master's, but I hadn't been awarded my master's because I couldn't pass my teacher's test. That's a whole other story. But anyway, I started sharing my bids, and I was telling them, I was like, well, I don't have anything going on, but, you know, I'm wanting to do this, and I'm in the process of writing this book, and I just don't know what to do with it, but I know it's something that I'm supposed to be doing. And I went on this feel about giving God everything I had. So at the moment, I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing. I was just in a place of, well, I know what I am doing, but I don't know where, you know, my goals are, what I'm doing next. And that's why I stumbled over the very first question you asked, Dr. Smith, because, you know, I have plans, or I think my life may be going in a certain place, but I'm training myself now to hear first and wait on direction about what strictly said that, you know, you're still ordained by him. And so now, instead of, you know, me taking a path or setting a plan, I wait, you know, patiently. I develop a relationship with him to where, you know, I receive my assignments, I receive visions, I receive a word, you know, seen through people, through TV, through a lot of different aspects where God, you know, I say, well, this is what you're going to do next. And a lot of times I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know, that's not what I planned or, you know, what I saw for my life. And, you know, God just took a different direction like he did with this book. And so at the end of the conversation with my line sister, they said, we're going to do something with this book. You know, my line sister Brandy goes, you know, we're going to make this happen. This was November 18th, okay? November 18th. December 13th, Brandy was sending me a draft of my book back. Business, like, I'm not about to put this book out. I'm talking about my parents. I'm talking about my life. I'm talking about my mistakes. I'm talking about my drugs. You know, I'm talking about a lot of stuff, you know, in black and white. And you want me to tell the world about it. You want me to publish it. You know, I'm like, these things could ruin me as a person. And, you know, my reputation, again, I'm a performer. I want to be successful, you know. And so I'm like, well, you know, that's not performing. And I remember my first lady said, well, who are you performing for?
Come on.
because this was your assignment. You know, this is what was asked for you and asked of you, and this is the one thing that you said you know God asked you to do. And again, you know, anytime you're uncomfortable with God or you get in an uncomfortable spot, you know, you're growing because, here, you know, God is now stretching you.
Yep.
And so I'm going through all these emotions in my head about what people are going to say about me and how I'm going to be called a hypocrite because I'm not living this perfect. I'm not living this perfect life. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm going to be called a drug addict, you know. Just. And this book changed my life. I literally published it the 13th of January that next year on my birthday, and life took off. Like, everything happened for me. God blessed me in so many ways until some days it scared me. Just being able to be used as a vessel and to know that not only did my book change my life, but it changed by, you know.
And I tell you, I'll just commend her on the right focus. See, one of the things we have, a lot of people do not have the right focus. God has blessed her and touched her to understand that, you know, if I give you an assignment, you need to do your assignment. Nobody else can do it. You go do your assignment because it's part of the plan, because each one of us live the plan that God has for us. We can't live for anybody else. We can't live for our parents. We can't live for our children. We have to live how he has planned for us. And you, like you said, your eyes is open because at first it was closed. That's what we have to trust and believe in our Lord and Savior. And he's the head of my life. I don't have a problem about it. And on this show, we're going to talk about God. I don't mean just this show, but all the other 14 others I have. We're going to talk about it, whether you like it or not. But it's all about the blessings that God has placed into our life. But he gives us an opportunity to see way beyond just the windshields of life. We can see what's ahead of us if we trust and believe in him. So truly, thank you so much for sharing that, because it's important, because as the title said, my struggle to the call. You cannot talk about your struggle to the call if you don't talk about the things that you've been through. And that, when I read the book, when she gave it to me, she said, I want you to read this book, gave me a little gift, a cup, and I said, well, okay. She said, but you ain't going to be able to put it down. I said, oh, okay. I definitely have to read that book. So I had to it took me an opportunity to really sit down, because I wanted to be able to sit down and be able to read it. And I really enjoyed the reading. I want to say thank you. On the right track. Keep the grind going. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Just believe that. And I've been there. I'm still there. I'm still growing. And I want to continue to grow and have a mindset to grow. We have people join us. I got to give them a shout out because it looks like they're just buzzing to make sure I see them. And there's one fine Nana with the number 7. These are members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Dr. W_Dean is joining us. Thank you, sir, for being here. It's good to have you here. And if I'm not mistaken, he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We also have Charlie's Angels. And this young lady, I really, really want to take an opportunity at this time to play advertising. She's a part of it. She's jumping in here. It's Charlie's Angel, and that's Miss Jennifer Jackson. Now, she used Charlie Angels, but her name is Miss Jennifer Jackson, and she has a soap gem by Jackson and Grace, and Let Me Pray a promo.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook, type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. I wanted to play that point because there's some words in there. When you're down, you have to get off the ground. And as Sherry said, at times people had her down, but she refused to stay down. And she grinded and got herself back up, pulled herself up, trusted in our Lord and Savior. And look where you are now. God has brought you a mighty long way. And you know, ain't no slip and slide. No way. You have to be real and say it. God is good. And he's awesome. I appreciate Sherry being on here, sharing her her book and just her life. It's hard sometimes to get in front of. You don't know how many. I'm going to tell you, it's a million people that's sitting down through all these networks that's watching. If not, it's going to go out. So the point is, God put that calling, just like I said, my struggle to the call. Exactly. You can get you a copy of this book from Amazon. She's going to tell you about it, but I just want to show all of those individuals on each one of their networks. This is your opportunity to read and support Sherry Jackson. Sherry, as we get ready to move toward our closing, I want to take an opportunity to just let you share some things about your dedication to education and leadership. There are some things that you've been recognized for and God has blessed you to receive and funnels. You know, I'm saying I'm a little bit jealous of a tape now. When I look at it and I see ASU alumni 50-50, and I'm sitting there and I said, well, that's right, I got too old to get it. But I feel like being blessed to be able to, you know, to talk with individuals to receive it. So take this opportunity just to talk about your dedication to the education and leadership. And then the last thing you can fall and talk about is some upcoming things, events, or things you're doing. It's all in your hands here.
Okay, the 50-50, you know, that thing, wasn't that a blessing, ain't God somebody?
Yes, he is.
And to get to, meet the president and, get to have a, that's what I was telling you about having a seat at the table, God somebody, I am full. Like, that 50-50 scholarship was something that I was baffled by. I was nominated. That means somebody got to know you, I didn't apply, my first lady says it like this, God will qualify you.
Come on.
Where paper won't take you. You know what I'm saying? I remember getting a call from Dean Strange saying, hey, girl, you got the alumni 50-50 scholarship. And I go, who? You sure? And I was like, well, what I got to do? She was like, it was an anonymous vote.
Yeah.
And, it was a very humbling moment for me because that meant that somebody had to think that I was worthy enough, to do that, or to have it. And so that was just a big honor. I just had to stop and, thank God for that and to, thank the people behind that. That was my first semester in the doctoral program, and it was a, rough semester. And just being able to have the stamp and the impact of education that I have is truly a blessing. From 2015 to 2021, I was an educator with no certification. And people never let me live that down. It was always something that was held over my head consistently. No one ever really helped me. You know, I didn't really have a guidance or, you know, I just struggled, you know, to be an educator, to either qualify or to be worthy of the stamp of an educator, if that makes sense. And so, you know, being able to do things like win a robotics challenge years and years and years, and my students put me on, with no certification, my students put me on a plane and took me to Washington and they won. You know, the Nebula with no certification. My students was winning app challenges all over. I, you know what? I think it was 2019 before the pandemic. I went to work 60 days. The majority of the days, my kids were somewhere in a competition winning something, you know, putting their stuff in education. And that's when robotics wasn't even really out and up and running yet. And so, you know, being able to do national board, being able to receive the national book scholarship after scholarship after scholarship, you know, don't demise your small beginnings. You know, I remember being in high school and everybody was getting their awards. I didn't get one. I didn't score well on the ACT. I just did not do well. I did not perform. But when it was time and when God said so, the doors opened and I walked right through. When I say I walked right through, I didn't fight. I didn't argue. I didn't write. You know, it's a song. It says something, you know, it's almost like, well, he signed my name. You know, like, I didn't do no writing. You know, but my name is signed. I didn't do nothing.
Damn.
But my name was signed, you know. And so, you know, it's an honor to be an educator, you know, even in the situation that I'm in. This year, I'm not teaching. I'm not in the classroom, you know. God kind of closed that door for me. But, you know, there are so many other doors that he has opened and that he is opening and that I'm able to walk right through because he said so. And that's all my struggle to the call is about, understanding your relationship with God and who he has called you to be and not what the world has called you to be or see you as. And I want to take this moment, too, because I hadn't even told them, Dr. Smith, you know, and I think I didn't tell you, but this was God sent because this is my platform that I'm using to discuss my sequel of my second book. So my second book is coming out January 13th, and it's unwavering my struggles. Opening with the call within, you know, just talking about how I'm reaching for new heights and, you know, working on the call within myself. And, y'all, I completely messed up the name of my book, and I don't know why I went blank. I don't know why, but it's Unveiling the Mask and Revealing the Call Within. That's the name of my new book.
Awesome, awesome. I tell you, Sarah, just the energy you have is enough to make me smile and feel really excited about inviting and having you here. And then before we start about, you know, it was an experience to be able to talk with your pastor and his wife, and then for him to pray. Now, I do that before every show. I pray because, see, I know I couldn't be where I am without our Lord and Savior. Every day I get up that's what I do. Go on that campus, when I go on that campus, I'm praying and thanking him for the opportunity because truly it's not about me, my story. It's all about what you're doing, but I can say one thing. I worked as an educator for 36 years, 36.8 years, and one of my dreams or my vision was a dream that became a vision was to come back to Alabama State University and teach what they had prepared me for back in the 80s. So the thing about it, I tell people, this is truly a dream I am living. And that vision to be able to work with the young people that I'm working to get them prepared, 13 social studies teachers and four special ed teachers and a couple of physical education have been certified to teach. And we have a group coming up now. I'm so excited about this group. It makes your job easy. So I'm so glad to be able to be blessed to come back to the university and do something that would be impactful And because I was trained there through three levels of academics, meaning degrees, then be able to come back here and be able to share it with our young people. It is awesome. Let me give a shout out to Miss underscore V 1920, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Let me give them a wave. I want to make sure I give a shout out to a couple other people before we get ready to close out. We have Fila 998. Like I said, they don't have regular name. They have him. J Campbell D 2430. Then we have Fernando 12 S World join us as well. And we have Kitty underscore at underscore home, a dash underscore home. See, you have all these people on Tumblr that is going to have the regular name, so I had to work it. My eyes are working on it. But I tell you, as we get ready to close out, thank you so much for sharing.
Before we close, if I'm in order, yeah. I just want to take this opportunity to, and I'm so glad you brought my leaders up because that was very important. I want to, my leaders, you all, let me tell you about the amazing people they are. They're on vacation, so today they stopped their day for what I had going on, you know, like they've taken time to pray with me today to get me through this. My first lady, who was an author, my pastor, he's an author too. He just released his first book. So I have to just, give God honor and pray for having them as leaders. You all, it's so important to have a covering with some leaders who rightfully divide those scriptures so that you can understand who God is and how he plays an essential part in our lives. So thank you, Pastor Bonner, Pastor P.E. Bonner, Senior First Lady Carol Bonner, and thank you, Potter's Place Ministries, as well as Tabernacle Praise, my other church family. We really appreciate you.
Awesome, awesome. And truly, I really thank you, Sherry. But it's two things I wanted to do. See, I have one more. I have to pay one of my sponsor, I got it so I can get another bill paid. I had to play that, but it's something I wanted to share with you because it was sent to me by one of the special guests who was on this show, as well as, and it's a song, On the Rights to the Sun, but I want to play it. And then when you hear it, you can kind of work through it, and as well as the audience, you get a chance to. But before I go, I have to do this because I want this bill. I want that little money to come into so we can pay some bills around here. We have to be able to pay all the bills. So, like I said, these are Brother Five Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're supporters. Being a member myself, they try to support, and I appreciate them. And this chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma underscore 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. Give a shout out to those brothers because they are true supporters. This chapter is here in the grind doing it all. And the last thing I want to do before we get ready to close out with Ms. Jackson is this song that I thought was really important. And when I heard it today, I said, let me play it. And I'm going to stroll through and get it. And I think we don't want to rise to the music, but we like playing some things that have touched each of our hearts. And we'll have that opportunity. I'm about to get to it. And this is No Weapon. No Weapon. Formed against. Yeah, what? Awesome. I just wanted to play a little bit of that. We don't want to rush the song, but I thought that was fitting for what she's, what her, she's traveling. When I said traveling, God has some things for her to do. She's not going to sit down. He's going to keep her moving. And having her on the show, I'm so excited because now we're getting blessed again. And on our book, we're going to purchase. That's what we do. We purchase everybody's book that comes on here, and we give it away to through our raffle to the various individuals who listen to our show. We make sure we put it in their hands so they'll have a chance to read it. And that's just so good. We thank you so much. Sherry, thank you so much for being a part of this tonight. I know you got some work because I saw in the text y'all got some ground to do tomorrow. So we want to get what we need to do by the 24th, at least the 22nd, or however we need to be. So truly, thank you so much. And I am truly ecstatic because I always tell everybody, I love you. I truly love you.
Love me too, and thank you so much for that.
And it comes from my heart. That's where love comes from. Sherry said that. It comes from my heart that this what happened to me came from my heart. And I don't do this. This is what I close my show out with all time. I love you from my heart. And as we get ready to, and as we get ready to close out, Sherry, I want you to truly believe this. It was God's will that we connected and you came here to promote what you're doing. But he already was putting the word out that she's doing some awesome things. You have an awesome rest of the night. And as we close out, truly, truly, I want to say to you, because it's just a blessing to be here, a blessing to ask, you know, truly what can happen if I just trust in him. And you can truly trust in him, and we'll go back and make sure you understand no weapon formed against you should prosper. And as I do my exciting closing in every show, I want to say to you,
I love you. The name of fame.